It's been a year since a Penn State sophomore died from injuries he suffered in fraternity hazing rituals. A lot of that incident was caught on surveillance cameras, and some of the fraternity brothers faced criminal charges. NPR's Jeff Brady reports the case has brought new attention to the problem of hazing.
Evelyn Piazza wears a heart-shaped pendant around her neck. It has her son Timothy's thumbprint on it. When she runs her finger across it, she says it feels like holding his hand. Piazza dreads the first anniversary of her son's death on Sunday.
For me, it's going to be a rough 3 days, because each day is going to be, this is the day that he was hazed and got hurt. This is the day that we spent in the hospital, that nightmare, and this is the day that he died.
19-year-old Timothy Piazza wanted to join the Penn State chapter of Beta Theta Pi fraternity. It was supposed to be a dry fraternity, but it was not. Prosecutors say pledges were run through something called the gauntlet. They drank large amounts of alcohol very quickly. Piazza fell down a flight of stairs. He was moved to a couch where he stayed for a few hours. Then prosecutors say he stumbled around the house before, again, falling down the same stairs. His new fraternity brothers didn't call for help until about 12 hours after the first fall.
You don't send your child off to school thinking that they could come home, you know, in a casket.
Timothy's father, Jim Piazza, says later this month he and Evelyn will meet with other families who lost children because of hazing.
One of the things we'd like to do is look at legislation across the country and see if we can influence legislation in states that may not have significant or any hazing laws whatsoever.
Working collectively, Piazza says the families hope they can bring even more attention to the country's hazing problem. Elizabeth Allen is a professor at the University of Maine, where she studies how prevalent hazing is and how to prevent it. She says a good definition of hazing is any activity expected of someone joining or participating in a group
that humiliates, degrades, abuses, or endangers them, or risks doing so, and that it can occur regardless of a person's willingness to participate.
Allen surveyed college students and found many of them don't even know what hazing is.
When we asked students what they had experienced in order to become a member of their club, team, or organization, 55% reported behaviors that would meet the definition of hazing.
But Allen says very few of those students thought they'd been hazed. Allen says colleges must talk openly about hazing and its consequences. She says campaigns should include more than just the fraternities and sports teams where a lot of hazing happens. The goal is to have everyone, parents, friends, even fraternity house neighbors, aware of the issue and willing to report problems. The Beta Theta Pi House, where Timothy Piazza was injured, is a grand red brick building. At night these days, there are just a few lights on since the fraternity has been banned. After Piazza's death, Penn State put stricter rules in place and took over enforcement from student groups. Vice President for Student Affairs Danny Shahey says the university hired monitors who show up at frat houses unannounced to check for rule violations.
Although we were communicating and being transparent that we'll be out there and we will be monitoring, we will respond to incidents as they are reported to us, chapters still chose to make some pretty poor decisions.
Penn State has 92 fraternities and sororities. More than a dozen of them have been suspended. Still, Shahey says he's optimistic fraternity culture at Penn State is improving. Rush is underway. That's the series of events pledges go through to join Greek organizations. The student-run Interfraternity Council mandated a dry rush period this semester. No alcohol and no parties. Responding to criticism that the university is being too strict with students who technically are adults, Shahey says this.
We're going to push the limits of what we believe we can do because we think it's important and we know that we need to, because our primary focus is to ensure that our students are as safe as possible.
At the main gathering place for students on campus, even those not involved in Greek life, including sophomore Elizabeth McFadden, say they've noticed a difference.
I was at a lot of parties last year where, you know, houses were just absolutely packed. But this year, people like to say that Greek life is dead. The parties are a lot smaller and people aren't really throwing as many parties.
Penn State officials plan to share what they've learned with other colleges. A conference about hazing prevention is scheduled for April, just outside Chicago. Jeff Brady, NPR News.